Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, and our devoted listeners already know by now this radio show is designed to encourage personal self-actualization and mastery of our emotions and life challenges by attuning to our own energetic soul and life path. By learning to know ourselves better, we learn how to relate to everyone in every situation on a physical and spiritual level. In today's episode, my special guest, Betsy Otter-Thompson, author of Love Parent and How to Be the Parent You Hope to Be, and I will discuss such topics as acknowledging whether you really want children and the best reasons for becoming a parent. Also, sharing love at birth and after, and learning to see your child as the complete and dynamic individual he or she really is. And also, how to set patterns for eating, getting along with siblings, discovering the body, dealing with fear and danger issues, issues of discipline and social and artistic achievement, and also other thoughts on how to assist both the child and the parent in establishing loving connections. Hello, Betsy, and welcome to Healing From Within.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, for our listeners, I want them to know we've already done a show together, and that was on another book, Walking Through Illusion, which is also on my website for people to listen, or on Web Talk Radio in the archives so they can listen to that show at any time. Now, today, this is a topic, Betsy, that so needs to be shared. And as a former elementary school teacher and parent and grandparent, I want to begin by saying, and I take this very seriously when I say it, it's not a criticism, but it is an observation I've made having worked with many families and children. Many, but not all parents, do really wish to share and learn from their children. However, because of their own personal problems and misconceptions about the true needs and spiritual essence of everyone, many parents only attune to the physical needs, and they forget the emotional and soul sensitivities of each child and adult on this planet. So really, even well-meaning parents can create problems and dysfunction for their kids, and that can start at a very early age. So the goal today is to talk about ideas that can possibly limit these damaging behaviors. Betsy, in the preface for your book, you state, if your life is not working, the role of parent can't make it work. Children can't make you feel valuable if you don't value self. And the peace you find within is the peace you offer them. Can you share with us how parents can come to understand their reasons for wanting or having a child and how they can prepare themselves for the best experience for the highest good of all?
Well, first of all, I guess a person who wants to have a child has to ask themselves why they want to be a parent. I mean, do they want to be a parent to please their own parents, or do they want to have children so they won't grow old alone, or are they being pressured from somebody else? This is a big decision to make, and so you need to ask, who is making this choice? You know, am I making this choice because parenting is something that I really want to do and I believe that I have a lot of love to share and that I'll be a wonderful parent? So that's the first question to ask. That's the first question that the book presents to the reader. And then the book is unusual for most parenting books because it comes from the point of view of spirit. And what this birthing energy is looking for once it gets here. And so if you remember, the idea, all my work is based around the idea that whatever you give to others, you give to yourself. And so this book is all about that idea also, because whatever kindness you give to yourself, you give to your children. Whatever fears you have, you convey them to your children. So it is treating yourself first the way you want to be treated, and then that naturally flows into how you behave and interact with your children.
So, and this, again, is the law of attraction. that we spoke about, I speak about it actually on almost all of our shows, and it means to grow ourselves, to evolve ourselves into a way of being more compassionate, loving and accepting human beings and citizens of this universe, and it means to rid ourselves of a lot of ego and fear and thoughts that come from the mind so we can feel more with our soul or heart energy.
And also around this idea of attracting like energy is that the child comes into a family where it is going to be mirroring the problems or the insecurities that the parents have as well. So because they are both a gift to each other, just like you need people in your life who are really a gift to you to help you understand yourself better. So children are this gift as well. And so the child is coming into this family because they feel the parents can help them grow, and the parents are accepting the child because they feel that the child can help them grow. But you have to remember, when this child first comes into the family, it has come from a place where it believes it is love personified. And so when this child first comes, it's loving you the way God loves. And so it's showing you all about unconditional love. It's showing you all about how the heart of God feels. You know, that child welcomes everyone into its life. It doesn't care what color you are, how tall you are, how short you are. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what nation you come from. That child just loves you unconditionally. And so that child is showing you this is a gift from God. You know, when you want to know where God is, look into the eyes of a newborn child. That child is showing you where God is. That child is showing you how God loves you. And so it's a wonderful gift to us. And
Betsy, when I had my first grandchild, Samantha, mm-hmm. she's now 6 years old, I was told by a medium that if I looked into the eyes, I would know her soul energy. And I was also told that she came from the Anne energy. So I assumed that was a form of life or someone I had known previously, either here or somewhere else. And I kept looking. This is 6 years ago. And I wasn't sure, but after reading this book today, that you love parent, I realized what I saw was the beauty of the connection she and I share and have from the very beginning, and that is unconditional love. I have such joy. I have several other grandchildren. I feel that way with all of them, but she was the first. And that is what I was supposed to see.
Yeah, well, you know, when you're telling this story, I'm getting goosebumps, Cheryl. You're giving me goosebumps because I believe, you know, that's such a beautiful moment that you, and such a wonderful gift that you were, you know, guided to look into her eyes really carefully. And I love that story. I love that.
Well, let's go on to something else. Betsy, you say in your book that each soul longs to know their own energy in relationship to matter or this physical life. Can you tell us something about the idea of conception and how the soul determines what choices they need in order to live the best life possible and have the best results in evolving and developing their soul energy?
Well, I believe that before the energy even gets here, it contemplates the idea of, it says to itself in a way that I long to know myself in matter with the same understanding I know myself out of matter. And I long to live that journey on the plane that is known as Earth. And so it comes here, and it knows that it is self-directed energy before it gets here, and it wants to remember that it is self-directed energy after it gets here. And so it's choosing, it's making choices from spirit's position. It's making choices about who it believes that its parents, you know, what kind of parents will be helpful to its growth, and you know, it chooses its genes, its country, its nationality, its emotional challenges, and it just brings that wonderful package in at the moment that it wants to arrive here. So I don't think that anything that is chosen willy-nilly.
No, I agree with you. And each being is here to learn more about their own soul. And life is about the soul purpose. We're here for the soul.
And I have this list of, this small list of questions that I think the spirit must have asked before it got here, like, will I remember what I know now? Will I look within for my truth? Will I take responsibility for my reflections? Will I believe I am still God if I hear the lie that I'm not? Will I trust my instincts? Will I listen to the optimistic side of my nature? Will I trust that whatever comes into my life is timely? Will I remember the principle of balance where everything I express, I receive? So I think that that's what the child is thinking just before they come into form. They're just hoping to remember everything that they remembered before.
Well, let me give another little story here. When I was about 3 years old, we used to go to the Catskills, to the bungalow, and I was a very sensitive child and picking up a lot of people's emotions and fears and thoughts and health issues. And, of course, nobody understood that at the time, and they weren't able to really help me develop, and it took a very long time for me to put it all together. However, I remember lying on the ground and crying, and I was no more than 3 years old. My mother took a picture. And I remember saying or thinking, maybe I was talking telepathically, why did you put me in this cold place? So obviously, my soul had a remembrance of where I was before, and I knew I was challenged here, and I remembered something less challenging and maybe longed to be there. And I never forgot that feeling. And they say you don't remember things from before 5 years of age. But I remember that as clear as a bell. And the reason was so I could share that and write about that and put all the pieces of the puzzle together so I could do this show, Healing from Within, trying to help people realize they don't just have a physical life. They have an energetic soul presence that is eternal and is here for a very specific purpose, to work on themselves and to help others do exactly the same. So we'll go on with this. Betsy, mm-hmm. I often suggest to all the parents I meet, and I meet lots of parents in my office, and I in one way or another say to them that they really must listen and listen well to their young children, as these children, all children, have this innate understanding of their own energy in regard to the story I just told before, and an instinctive knowing about what is healthy for them. And so if the parents really want to avoid creating friction and rebellion and anger and frustration, a wise parent really needs to give their child their own lead and freedom in life. And so, you know, in response to that, I have heard this. I have heard it exactly said this way. Well, they are only babies or children, and they don't know anything. They'll do what I want them to do. And this controlling behavior is so damaging, and it's a false, misconstrued idea that these parents have, that they don't understand their own divinity or specialness, or anyone else's for that matter. And I feel so sad when I hear these. I know these people are negating the individual needs, their own and their children. So what would you say about that?
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that I think that we have to remember that this energy, before it gets here, is all-knowing. So it knows what parents it needs to come through for the challenge it wants to live. So we have to trust that that's true. So even when, if parents seem misguided, that child has chosen to come through those parents for whatever reason, and we don't really always have to understand the reason, because we don't really know the journey of that soul. We only can really know our own journey. But we have to trust that the child has chosen those parents for a specific reason, and the parents have agreed to that child for their own reasons. And whatever they are, they're wise choices. And so I think that when you said earlier that you cannot give your children whatever you don't have to give in yourself, that's a very true statement. But they are together for a holy reason, and we can't doubt that, because the child has autonomously chosen to come here, and so therefore it believes there's wisdom in that path.
And there absolutely is. Well, it still doesn't make it easy for other sensitives or intuitives to observe the interaction when it could be so easily shifted into being something so much more productive. For example, I can give you a little example. One day I was at Nathan's. You know Nathan's? It used to be in Coney Island in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Are you aware of that place?
No.
All right. Well, some of the people listening may be. I grew up there, and I was at another Nathan's, and I saw a young father, and he was insisting that his 2-year-old girl sit. And it was, they were in a booth, and the girl was standing with her hands on the top to look around at all the people, and he forced her down very hard with his hands on her shoulders. And I sort of stuck my two cents in, because, you know, I said, oh, I'm a teacher, and I work with children, and I think your daughter's so happy to be out with you, and she's showing her enthusiasm and her joy just by looking around and trying to be present in the action that's going on around her. And so his anger was diffused for the moment. And I think many parents try to make rules for every little thing because they're insecure. It's hard parenting. They don't give a course in school how to be a parent and what to do.
Right.
Which might be a good idea in high school and college.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. So it's through just being challenged by many physical issues in the world that they do this. I'm sure they love the children, and I'm sure they want the best for them. It's just sometimes they react in ways that could be handled differently.
Right. Well, yeah, if the child, you know, it's good for parents to hear the idea that if you try to control your children on the issues that are meaningless, then they won't listen to you on regarding the issues that are important. And it doesn't matter if that's happening when they're young or when they're teenagers or even when they're grown up, that if you make a big deal out of things that are minor and have no bearing on the child's well-being, then they're not going to think you're very wise when it comes to issues that are truly vital or maybe have to do with their survival.
Exactly.
So but this is something that you have to, we can't tell people how to parent. They have those people are together for their own reasons. We can only demonstrate what we believe is the loving way to go. And so.
Absolutely. And by the way, that child smiled at me. She was only two. Because she knew I came to her defense, and she knew then her father changed and shifted his energy,
right.
and it ended up being a positive experience where it could have continued to go in a very negative way.
You came to that situation with a very loving heart, Cheryl, and the child can read that in your aura, and so she welcomed it naturally.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything else but step in. I've done that in many places, in a very gentle way, where I thought someone was in danger. And I don't want, impressions of fear and negativity imprinted on these young children. If we can just shift it one moment, maybe that parent won't do that ever again. Hopefully not. And they'll go on to express themselves in a more loving way. Betsy, how would you respond? Well, you just did respond to that situation. And have you observed any other interchanges of acceptance between a parent and a child? That was an interchange of not accepting what the child was interested in doing at the moment. Have you seen any equal interchange of acceptance between parents and child?
Well, I mean, this is what the book is all about. In fact, I talked to some woman on the radio this morning, and she gave me this wonderful feeling by telling me that after she read the chapter about homework, she changed her whole approach to how she was dealing with her child and how the child was approaching homework, and they had this wonderful revelation between the husband and the wife and the child, and all three of them have completely relaxed about it and have, because they have read this chapter on homework. And so that's what this book is for, and I'm sure this book was a gift to me like it's a gift to everyone else, because it is coming from this wonderful energy that is trying to make it easier for us. It's trying to make it easier to be a parent, to try to remember what the child is here for, to remember why we have the child. And so it's coming from a very benevolent